Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sandspants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And if you remember last week, we said we were recording all these episodes back to back. Well, it's still happening.
Yeah.
And that's why you're getting this episode, which, because today, we're asking important questions like, how would you explain to your dad why you fucked the pie in American Pie?
Okay, so what? So let's get the explanation that
Oz, Jim.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Which character are you talking about?
The guy fucking the pie.
Jim fucks the
Jim,
pie.
Jim. I Jim wanted to fucks... say Stifler, which I knew was wrong, but yeah.
Wrong. So, Jim fucks the pie in American Pie.
Uh huh.
Because
someone,
it's Oz. I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that gonna be one of the? Isn't that like a nerd boy who's like, it's like warm apple pie.
Yeah.
Whoa, is it? So because the friends group. Is Jim, Kevin, Oz, and the guy you were just talking about whose name I just fucking
Stifler?
No, Stifler's not part of the friends group.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen American Pie. Well, I think I've seen American Pie 2 and 3.
Is Kevin?
But never.
Yes.
Yeah. Great beginning.
Are you going to say Oz? Yes.
Sherman. Is it Sherman?
No.
Was it? I mean, he's the nerd guy I was thinking of, isn't he?
No, like, it's just Shermanator. No. The other guy, the fucking loot, the one that's always dressed and won't shit at school, and then Stifler puts laxative in his food and he shits at school.
Finch!
Okay, Finch. He says it's like having sex is like warm apple pie.
Is he having sex is, or is it like fingering is like warm apple pie?
Who's like talking about, I think he says just, I'm
general
pretty sure.
Vagina.
Yeah.
A vagina in general is like warm.
And then Jim apple makes pie. The logical leap.
Well, wow. Jim goes home one day.
Yeah.
And sees his mom has made.
What are the odds?
My God.
Is that why it's a apple pie and it was previously hot?
Yeah.
Now it is. Now,
it is cooling.
Warm. Oh, my. But not quite room temperature.
Because,
I guess that would be.
Exactly
warm.
As my friend described.
The more I think about it, I don't know why I'm stuck on this. Who says that line? Because Kevin is in a relationship.
Yeah.
And because he has the tongue twister scene. He just has him and his girlfriend just haven't had sex, but he's hit a couple of other bases.
Yeah, sure.
So it
sure.
would make sense for him to say it. And also Kevin sucks shit.
Yeah.
And would say things like that.
So who do you think says it?
But I can imagine Oz saying it.
Okay.
You gotta pick.
I'm gonna guess
Jack,
Kevin.
Do you know or
I
have
got,
an
no,
idea?
No, I
you
got
can,
no.
Can you name two characters from
No.
Stifler. Because I keep saying that.
Yeah,
name.
Steven Stifler.
Yeah.
The Stiffmeister.
Yeah.
What a quote, a famous Shane Warne tweet. Watching American Pie. Steven Stifler, such a knob. Can't help but laugh though.
That's true. Thanks, Warney.
That's Warney, buddy. Yeah,
thank you. It is Oz.
It is Oz!
Nicely done. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Oz starts the movie as a sack of shit guy, classic jock.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to go do this band stuff and whatever because I've got the hots for this girl, but she only likes like boring shit and not cool sports shit. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, I love doing all of this. And then he finds himself.
That's
and then
nice.
he never goes back to being a dog shit human being.
Aww.
Kevin sucks pretty much from go to war.
Yeah.
Stiflop sucks from go to war big time, but get pissed on, so.
Yeah. That's a kind of comeuppance, you know?
He also gets sucked off by a grandma at one point.
That's awesome. That's pretty good.
If the movie Yes Man taught me anything, the reference is coming thick and fast. It's saying yes to getting sucked off by a grandma is good.
He has a great time in that movie. When Jim Carrey gets sucked off by a grandma,
he's holding onto the bed and he's like, whoa!
It's like the best head he's ever received in his life.
It's the best head maybe any. It's like top five suck jobs the world's ever seen.
He should not go back to the quirky art student or whatever that he's fallen in love
with. Yeah, Zooey Deschanel, unfortunately. I'm sure she's great but if you are looking for the best blowjob of your goddamn life, you know where to find it.
First time Jim Carrey gets sucked off by Zooey Deschanel, he's like, he's got to be horrifically disappointed, right?
Well, inwardly. Outwardly, he's like,
that,
hell yeah.
Babe, that role, but in his head, he's like, grandma suck jobs are where it is at.
Hey, hon, what if we just, you didn't, what if we just had sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put on these wrinkles?
Hey, can you wear this wig,
babe? Yeah. Do your teeth come out? Because that's also a thing.
I know this is a fucked up question, yeah, but do your teeth come out?
Are your teeth real?
Yeah, because...
Or gum. Anyway, so yeah, Oz says like warm up pie. Yeah. Jim goes home. This is the apple pie thing.
Sure.
And yeah, I think it is fingering is what they're talking about. Because at first, Jim puts his fingers in the pie and he's like, whoa.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. What does third base feel like? And it's like, warm apple pie, dude.
I would just like to say that I always find it fucked up that third base is sometimes considered fingering.
Yeah.
Series on it was trying to Google that. Whoops. Oh, no, there's pornos on my phone.
Where's third?
No, because in some places, because third, like... It's like kissing and then touching undershirt.
Yeah.
That's not fingering. A base. Yeah, no, I know. None of this is base. Irritants.
Yeah. Not none of it. Kissing's a base. In everyone, goes, kissing is kissin'. One.
Balls deep.
Oh, no.
69ing backwards.
So.
Eating ass.
Both? No, but.
Double penetration.
As third base.
Like you, and then is that you and someone?
A home run is literally indescribable.
Many would,
if you saw what I consider a home run, you would go insane. Okay?
It's kind of like what happens when someone, like, I guess, like if someone was standing there, but just far enough that they saw the bombs dropped in Japan.
Yeah. You remember what's that movie with Sam Neill?
The Dish.
No, the spaceship.
Event Horizon.
That comes close. What I consider a home run.
When
but it's a rough approximation. So
when the Event Horizon goes to literal hell.
Yep.
Yeah. That's close. That's as close as we can get.
But it involves an orgasm.
Yeah. But you gum at the end. Anyway,
like typically, I've always been like kissing, fingering.
Mouth stuff.
It's mostly like kissing, hand stuff, mouth stuff, sex.
Yeah, that's as I learned it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, so third base in this is fingering, but that should not be.
Yeah.
Or was he talking about mouth stuff? So what
oral
is it
sex. Oh, it's like eating apple pie.
It's like eating an apple pie.
Really? Because I eat an apple pie a bunch.
I've had an apple pie.
Don't imagine you're eating pussy for the first time and you're like, no way.
Or you're eating apple pie late in life for the first time.
This has made this a strange experience.
I got a full on stiffed up boner.
Yeah.
Chubbed up as hell eating this apple pie here in this McDonald's. The apple pie? Are you kidding me? They can charge $50 of this and I'd buy it.
Please, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
You're going to have to ask me to leave. I can't help it.
Please.
You had one of these before?
Think it.
Whoa, a wooga. Hubba hubba. Yum, 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 yum.
Okay.
Daddy likey.
You've been bad from so many McDonald's.
I
reckon Ronald McDonald's come out with a bat and hit me.
Get the clown.
Bring in the clowns.
Anyway.
I always think that fucking an apple pie, it's not quite deep enough, right? Like a pie.
That kind of happens.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it depends how you're doing it, because he could like go from an angle and like slide in.
Well,
so
he
more,
fucks
like,
literally.
Lengthways.
Because he always says it like... directly on.
So he Weirdly, they shot two scenes for it, and some versions have. Anyway, so yeah, there's one where he's like kind of like holding the pie in front of his crotch, but then there's another one where he's like lying on, unless I'm misremembering it, but yeah, he puts the pie on like a table and is like on top of it, which makes more sense.
Yeah.
I remember he was standing there. Why? Okay, this is my memory of it.
Please.
So it's like he's standing like.
Because I'm pretty sure
there's like a pie, like he's put the pie on a table, like it's like his desk that he does work on, but that is in front of a window.
No, it's in the kitchen.
Staring out at the window.
Yeah.
Or is the kitchen, either way, I know, is there a window involved that he's looking out almost wistfully?
You have an incredible photo on your phone of Eugene Levy walking in and finding Jim fucking the pie.
It is.
Eugene Levy is Jim's dad.
Yeah. It's one of the most pivotal scenes of cinema, I think.
Wasn't in the original script.
It gripped the nation for about 10 years, I would say.
It really did.
Yeah.
So I've got the image now. There is no window. I don't know what I was thinking of. But
maybe you got confused because you were watching the movie and you thought that the way that movies work is you're looking through the characters' windows.
I'm thinking about American Horror Story, the first scene with Dylan McDermott is having a cry wank.
Oh, okay. He's only looking out a window, sure.
I think he might be looking out the window.
Only word in that sentence
that
I can relate to is cry wank.
Yeah, it's not the band. He's literally wanking and crying.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good scene.
That's a great way to open your television series.
Does he have his pants around his ankles?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
A wank with your pants around the ankles is...
Especially if you've still got a shirt on. I'm assuming it's a shirt that's like was tucked into his pants.
Yeah.
I think a jumper would be the worst thing to have on top.
Well, yeah, because a jumper. Because then you feel like you're shoved against the jumper.
Like a shirt, like a button shirt with a collar out, jumper on top.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, shirt between, like, the dick between, like, the cut. Yeah, what are they, the shirt tails?
Yeah, shirt. Sure. Yeah. I don't know if they're the shirt tails on the front.
What are they?
Just the front of the shirt. Yeah. But I know what you mean. Yeah. Hey, so the pie in American Pie, the titular pie, does it have, like, a aluminum or, like, okay.
So, yeah, it's got aluminum foil.
Do you reckon you could push your wiener through that and then spin the pie around on your dick?
You could definitely...
aluminium is...
sharp when you tear it.
Circumcised.
Already circumcised.
No, I'm not.
Not me, Jim.
Yeah, but if I was doing it and I span it, then I would circumcise myself. No,
we'll just tell you...
You spinning on the tip of your penis? Because something else might be going like...
Goodbye, knob.
Yeah.
We're just telling your mom... Like
in Adam Sandler's, I believe, Bulletproof, you might have been over-circumcised.
Okay,
references started this episode and they haven't stopped coming.
Thankfully, I don't think I could force my wiener through aluminum foil. Not like a pie base.
Anyway, so what happens, just so you know how the scene unfolds, before we have to figure out what our thing would be.
What our explanation would be.
He's like, Jim's dad is like, whoa! And then there's a scene where Jim and his dad are sitting there. Jim looks very embarrassed. Jim's dad's trying to comfort him and said, like, they're looking at a pie that is just fucked.
Yeah, it's a fucked pie.
And he's just
pie.
Like, we'll just tell.
I've got the image of the fucked pie in question.
Yeah.
He has made a meal out of it.
And then he says, we'll just tell your mother we ate it.
Yeah.
We ate the pie.
Perfect. Great dad.
Great dad. Good dad.
He does some iffy stuff. Gives his son pornos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good dad for this scene.
Well,
I don't know, if you were a father,
let's take it from the reverse.
You come in and there is your boy, your teenage son, the child that you helped raise, the apple of your eye.
How old is he?
He's like
17 or 18.
Yeah. 17,
18. Because he's about to finish high school. Yeah. The whole thing is lose their virginity before
that's like 17. So they'd be
17 to 18. Yeah.
So if it was younger, somehow I would be like hormones going crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, dude, you got to not do that. And not fuck the pie. We'll just tell your mother I dropped it.
We'll just tell your mother I fucked the pie.
Yeah, I think if they were very, like, if he was like 14, where it's like, okay, the kids hit puberty and it's a weird time, and I guess this
brother,
is something he did.
You're losing your mind.
Okay.
Stop. But stop, like, fucking things.
But like, if he's, well, yeah, 17.
17, is 18
just,
is just a little too mature.
It's too mature to be experimenting with a pie in the kitchen.
Don't,
if he's like,
although, unless
if he took it to his bedroom.
If I'm misremembering the events, though, the order is that Jim's dad gives him a porno magazine and then later on the pie scene happens, in which case I would be like, it's my fault. I've made my son too horny.
Not a
sentence you ever want to think.
Where's the worst place to find your son fucking a pie? Because I
think anywhere.
No, garage.
I would be worried he was going to kill himself. For some reason, that has I'm about to kill myself vibes.
I don't know why. It's so grimy. Yeah, to
it find feels like you're about son.
I also living... gave myself the hiccups, which is so bad.
I'm just like, okay, so toilet or like bathroom, like that just seems, I just don't want to have a pie in there. That just seems an odd place for food. Even if you are fucking it, I'm like,
go to the bathroom backyard afterwards and seeing a bit of apple pie. Yeah. Like on the seat, you're like, what has happened in here? Bad.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Remember back in caveman times when if you wanted to watch a show from another country, you'd have to buy a region-locked DVD online and then fiddle around with your heavy-ass laptop's confusing settings to try to make it recognize your damn copy of Poirot Season 6? Well, those days are a thing of the past. NordVPN gives you access to over 5,300-plus servers in over 60 countries. And that means that if you want to watch something only available on, say, British Netflix, or if you want to watch a trailer that for some reason the movie industry has cruelly deemed unavailable to you, you can. Just one click and all of a sudden the online world thinks you're in London and hands you Poirot Season 6 on a silver platter. With top-notch speed and next-level security, you'd be dumb as shit not to check it out. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/deathstar. Use the code DEATHSTAR to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free, plus a bonus gift. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
It looks like it hurt you a bit, which is good.
I get the most painful hiccups.
Good.
It's because I drink wrong.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We've seen.
Yeah. This is not the first time I've had hiccups in the middle of an episode.
What about like the backyard or like an old like treehouse that they're long since abandoned?
Treehouse, I reckon, is probably the best. Yeah. Kitchen is worse than treehouse.
Yeah, yeah. Because treehouse, I'm like, at least he's taking it out of the house. Yeah.
And there's privacy, maybe.
Well, no, the because fences are tall.
With the treehouse, you're like, curtains, maybe. The chances of me actually catching him were slim.
Yeah.
This is an unfortunate accident. Well, in the kitchen.
If it's in the treehouse, we'll just tell squirrels ate it.
Yeah. We say your mother, the squirrels fucked the pie. Okay?
Yeah. Very simple.
But in the kitchen, you're like, not only are you fucking the pie.
You were going to come in the kitchen.
Yeah. We could walk in at any moment. Like, have a thought for everyone else in the house.
Sounds like I'm coming to bat for Jim, but I'm not. It's just like, because his plan wasn't to fuck the pie either. He just lost his mind. Because it was the finger.
Like, to be honest, you know, we were saying like 14, that's when your hormones are going crazy. They're going crazy for a while. Look, 17, you're also horned up to hell, you know.
And he might have been like one of the younger ones in that friendship group over the years. So he could have been like, you know, like a very just turned 17.
Yeah, exactly.
More like 16 to 17. You know what I mean?
And also his friends are talking about sex way more now. So maybe he's just like always more horned up.
Yeah.
And he's just got like giving pornos. Yeah. Nadia's there and she's hot as hell.
Yeah, so he's like, I'll fuck the pie. And we'll just tell your mom. We'll just tell your mum we don't know who fucked the pie.
We'll just tell your mum we came in and the pie was fucked by a mystery person. We've been burgled and they fucked the pie. Okay, we're gonna go around and we're gonna break some things and steal some stuff and say like, oh my god, someone came in here.
Robbed the place and we don't know who fucked the pie.
Okay, I've got one last piece of bad. I know you're upset, honey, that they've robbed the house, but I got one last piece of bad news.
You know that apple pie, that beautiful apple pie you made?
You slaved over the kitchen stove and you made it.
Honey, someone fucked the pie.
Look at this pie. They
it's
fucked
unbelievable.
It.
Jim's mum, someone fucked the pie. We just don't know who
we
fucked
know
the
I
pie.
I thought, should I throw it out? But I wanted to show
so
you
did
for proof.
Someone, and
we
don't know
could,
who.
Could be anybody.
Could be anyone.
Me and Jim were both out at the time.
We were out shopping for ice cream for you. For the pie, isn't that right? Gosh, Jim, go to the car and get the ice cream. Jim.
He might take a while.
He's just got to... Yeah, you know where it is. I left it in the back seat. He has the keys of my car to go get the ice cream.
Well, Jim gets the ice cream. Let's focus on the pie.
So we got to see. So they came here through this door. As you can see, someone has already kicked it in, and they probably use their right foot like this. And you can see the
honey. How about you make another pie and I'll fuck it, and we can compare them.
So then we can know that it definitely wasn't me or anyone we're related to. Gonna fuck that pie.
He's in too deep. Bail. We'll get Jim to fuck the pie as well. Then everyone's eliminated. Yeah. Fuck. Jim, you gotta fuck the pie different.
Jim. Be like, look at the pie and be like, I wouldn't know where to start.
I wouldn't know how to fuck a pie, okay? Yeah.
You gotta look at the pie and be like, you've got to maybe just place your wiener next to it and be like, I try. I put that nice
what? Hair. How do I? Where would I even go?
I don't even know what that means.
Put the pie down. It's exactly the same. Jim. You fucked both pies.
Hey, Jim fucked the money.
Jim fucked.
I'm sorry you had to find out.
I kicked the door in. I'm sorry. Okay. Here's your jewelry back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I tried to help you, Jim.
I tried to help you, Jim.
Obviously, there's nothing that can be done. Okay.
You fucked the pie.
You fucked the pie. You fucked two pies. You fucked this one.
Yeah, now you're Jim, the boy who fucked two pies. Yappy
two
son.
Pies, Jim.
Great. My son, my legacy. Yeah.
Two pie fucker.
Yeah. You used to call him the apple of my eye. Yeah. I didn't know you're going to fucking apple pie, you piece of shit.
You dog.
So that's pretty much what happens for Jim.
Yeah.
Like, if we're in this
almost
position.
Word for word.
Yeah.
We're in this position. Like, how, like, is there a way
to get out of it so he doesn't think you were fucking the pie? Here's my first thought.
I dropped the pie. Sorry, Dad.
I dropped the pie on my boner.
Sorry, Dad. I was looking at this apple pie and I was hungry and I realized that the pants that I was wearing was too tight. So I unbuttoned it. And then when I went to grab a slice, I realized, oh no, it's been so long since I've cleaned my dick. It's so dirty. So then I quickly reached over to the sink to grab a rag to clean my penis.
Sure.
And then I slipped and my penis fell into the pie.
I think with that explanation, you're still fucking the pie.
Still fucking the pie.
At least if I dropped the pie, I'm like, oh, I didn't have a...
You dropped a pie on your dick. Zama dropped his dick on the pie.
Because when he walks in, your dick's in the pie.
Your dick's in the pie. That's the most.
So you got to.
It wasn't me.
It slipped.
The shaggy dick.
The shaggy
dick.
It wasn't me, but I'm seeing you. Wasn't me.
You turn around. Pie is on your dick. You look your dad square in the eye. Dad, why did you fuck this pie? You're disgusting.
Stop fucking the pie, Dad.
Dad, that mum made that. You then take the pie and put it on the kitchen table.
Psychological warfare with your father.
Start just quickly putting up your pants and then be like, I can't believe I walked in on you, my father.
Fucking this pie.
Fucking mum's pie.
What if, okay, and this is... I mean, Jackson, actually, no, I'll let you go. What's your strategy? I still think my dropped it strategy, but I got a second.
Well, I got two ideas.
Yeah.
First idea is I say it's a TikTok thing. Okay. I saw on TikTok that you can taste through your penis. So I was
Yo,
just trying to
make you drunk. It makes it sound like you're drunk.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I say I was reading on TikTok.
It was a. I was doing it for the talk.
Yeah, I was doing it for the talk. They kept saying the that they're like
you can taste through your penis. So I thought
you dip your balls in Coke, you can taste the Coke. I thought maybe I put my wiener in a pie, I taste the pie.
And turns out I couldn't. Dad. And he's like, "This pie is destroyed. You tried multiple times."
Yeah,
I was rubbing my dick through it to try and taste that pie.
Yeah,
and then the other one I'm thinking is like maybe there was a fly that I was trying to hit, but my hands were occupied.
Yeah. Because the problem...
My dick wasn't.
I mean, what else are you holding the pie? So your hands are still occupied, but with the pie.
So the TikTok one makes more, like, plausible deniability there.
Yeah.
Because the problem is of, like...
An insane thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just selfish rather than perverted.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I don't know, like, I dropped it. It's hard to do because your pants are down.
I dropped it.
Because you got to be like, I dropped it, but also at the same time, why were your pants and underpants around your ankles?
Yeah. I'm a lazy boy. I took a shit. Took a shit.
Okay. So I took a shit. And when I got up, there was no soap. You're gonna swap the dirty penis for the dirty ass. No, like not dirty asshole, just dirty hands.
Yeah,
I wiped and everything. I then waddled over. I got up and I looked at the sink and I was like, "Ah, oh, there's no soap there." And I don't know that. This is the thing that I do, Dad. Is I don't pull up my pants until after I've washed my hands because I don't want my dirty, shitty hands touching my clean pants.
Okay. Yeah, sweet. That makes sense, son. How do you do it at high school?
I waddle a lot.
I am not popular.
I am known as the waddler. Well, I keep a little bit of a hand sanny in my pants at school at all times. They weren't on me at the moment. So I waddled into the kitchen to try and find some soap.
Yep.
I noticed that there was some dish soap on the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went to there, I was a bit too far away from the sink and I leaned over. And my penis happened to touch the pie.
Uh-huh.
And that is when you walked in and you startled me. And I jumped up and my penis happened to thrust into this warm apple pie.
Well, he can't see. Oh, no, because.
I think that's a solid foundation, okay? It's a little elaborate.
Let's hear this because I got one more.
So I was thinking, you go, Dad, I was shitting. Okay, but I got a little bit of shit on my hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got some of those shitty hands, Dad.
Mum bought, like, it feels like she bought new toilet paper. It feels like it's only single ply. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Basically, I accidentally touched poop my fingers. Pooey asshole. It's
yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, well, nobody's home.
Yeah.
So I'll just walk into the kitchen, and this sink was in the bathroom, it was broken.
Dad, you gotta fix the sink.
Yeah.
And then after this, when he lets me go, I go and just wreck the sink.
Well, yeah, both of us, one of us needs to go and just like destroy some soap. One of us needs to destroy sink.
Then I go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And this is what I told Dad. I was going to the kitchen to wash my hands, and you came in and startled me, but I didn't know who it was, and I didn't have time to pull up my pants. So to hide my wiener, I grabbed the pie and put it on my dick. To hide my nudity.
Because
I didn't know who it was. I could have been.
I didn't want someone to see my 17-year-old dick.
Yeah, so I was just covering.
Nuts.
Yeah.
It was just like a spur of the moment decision. Grab the pie to hide my balls.
What? Yeah, okay. Okay. Yes, we could do something along these lines because you could be like, all right, I thought I felt a lump.
Oh, okay.
On my penis.
Yeah. Getting serious.
Yeah. You got to shock him.
Yeah. Because if you get serious.
Yeah.
He's like, he wouldn't lie about this.
Yeah.
I thought.
Joke's on you, Jim's dad. I'd lie about anything.
So many things to avoid the shame.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought maybe I found like a lump or something, and I just wanted to inspect it. There was the lights in the bathroom. They weren't like the fluorescent, and I wanted a better look. I wanted natural light. So I came into the kitchen.
And then he got shocked.
And then I got shocked. I didn't know who it was. Mm. And so I grabbed the pie. And
that way you don't have to be like, I have poopy fingers. And then your dad's like, your fingers are spotless.
Yeah. Or it could be like, why did you, how, did I teach my son to wipe his ass wrong? What the fuck?
How did it go so badly for him?
So this way he could be like, oh my God, is there a lump or anything? Like, no, I don't think so.
I'm so sorry about the pie.
I'm so sorry about the pie. You might be like, can we go to the doctor? And then you get the doctor to look at your penis?
Yeah.
And he's like, this is a regular penis.
He's like, yeah, I found an apple pie.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Because, yeah.
What is your idea, Dolder?
It plays out the same as the movie, except when he says, "We'll tell your mother we ate it," you say yes, and then when mom comes home, you say, "Dad fucked the pie." It's exactly the same. And then your dad's like, "Jim, why would you say that?" I'm like, what were you going to say? And then he'll be like, "Jim fucked the pie." I'm like, "Mom, that's crazy."
What a crazy thing for my father to accuse me of.
I mean, I'm accusing him of it because he did it. And then it's also revenge for how he made you uncomfortable by giving you pornos.
Exactly. Absolutely. You
it's
got
revenge,
it.
Yeah.
You got him good.
It is really, really, honestly, I think.
What about lean in?
Dad,
Jackson, what are you doing? Dad, it feels awesome to fuck a pie.
Have you ever fucked a pie, Dad?
Dad, I just love fucking. Maybe you like lean in the wrong direction. I like pies. I'm a pie guy.
Yeah. Have you heard? You could lean in either one or two ways.
Yeah.
You could be like, "So my friend told me that a vagina fingering a pie.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see what that like." Or, "Yes, I am a pie freak.
I'm a pie freak, Dad.
I'm pretty sure the
movie...
I'm a
crust nut."
The actual movie, I think, implies that he does tell his dad the truth.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
That's when he's just like, "Well, tell your mother we ate it."
Yeah. Mm. Well, I guess if you tell your dad you're a full-on crust nut, you alienate yourself.
Yeah. And I guess, it is tricky because...
Dad, I promise I was going to eat this after...
Dad, I do a thing online where I fuck pies and eat them on a camera.
Yeah. I have a webcam in my room. I don't know why I was in the kitchen.
I'm a bit of a pervert for other perverts.
Yeah.
Dad, are you familiar with dirty filth?
Dad, are you familiar with the term pervert?
Are you familiar with the online pie fucking community? Of which I am a pillar.
Dad, have you ever been on www.ifuckpies.com? Because I have. Every day.
I have. It's my website.
I run it.
Yeah, I don't know if that helps, but it also, here's the trick of that one. Makes your dad feel shame.
And I think the power balance swaps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Or you could just be like, own it 100%, but be proud about it.
Mm.
Be like, "Yeah, I'm fucking this pie."
Yeah.
"And I'll fuck it again."
Yeah. The pie is safe in this house.
Bring a pie into the house. Leave me alone with it. I'm going to fuck that pie.
You better tell mom when she gets home never to make a pie again.
Because... You better tell my mom, your wife, when she comes home, "Honey, we've raised a pie fucker and he's proud."
Yeah. So you better tell my mom, your wife, to make another pie.
My lust is insatiable. Okay?
When you eat a pie, it fills you up. When you fuck a pie,
there's nothing on earth.
Yeah. Tell me, Dad, have you ever eaten something that you have just fucked? It's great.
It's spectacular, Father.
Dad, the lion has fell in love with the lamb.
Yeah.
But the lion is me, Jim, and the lamb is this here pie I'm fucking.
It's like a sucking dick.
And I want to fuck so bad, Dad.
Except it's an actual pie.
It's a pie.
Fuck, that's funny just full stop. Like, Jim's dad walks in and Jim's just fucking the pie, just like looks, makes eye contact, just says, "Walk away.
Walk away, Dad. Walk away.
You do not want to know what's going on in here, and you
never saw any of this.
You may just think that I am fucking this pie, but let me tell you, it's a lot worse." I'd leave. Is he shoving it in?
I don't want to know. I'd speculate about it for the rest of my life.
Well, yeah.
Be my last thought before I died. What was he doing to this pie?
Wouldn't tell my wife.
No.
Yeah. That's a thing.
I think
that
it would probably ruin my marriage.
Yeah, she'd be like,
"Why are you so distant?
What? Who?
What happened to the pie?
What pie?
I'm just crying.
I think I bumped.
I don't know.
One of us must have bumped the pie.
Yeah, I think the pie fell in the bin.
We ate it, maybe.
Yeah.
Knocked it over.
Jim's dad, you're lying to me.
No, we knocked it
over. Babe, you're going to have to accept that this is all you'll ever know.
Hun, I know you've got questions about the pie.
I don't have answers.
We just knocked it over.
And Jim, you just give him a look every day. And there'll be an understanding.
And Jim gives you a thumbs up. Love your work, Dad.
Love your work, Dad.
Anyway, I'm gonna go to the baker on the way home. Do you want anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop by.
I'm thinking of getting a pie.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop by the local McDonald's.
Yeah.
$1 apple pies, Dad. Yeah. Can you believe it? Yeah. Can you believe my fucking luck?
Yeah, I got a crisp tenner in my back pocket. Guess what? I'm coming home with?
10 apple pies, a harem of apple pies, Dad.
Would you like one of my sloppy seconds?
Yeah. Want me to pick you some up, Dad? No? Okay. All right.
Well, I'll see you when you get home late from work tonight, Dad.
It's a fucked up situation that's happened to you. Something's fundamentally wrong with this movie, Jim.
Yeah, he's so torturing
his father.
Yeah.
We don't,
going
we
to school the next day being like, Oz, not only were you right.
I have the power now. Yeah. I'm the dad.
I've become the dad.
Hey, Oz, thanks for the heads up. I'm my dad now.
Yeah.
I've become the man of the house. What?
Yeah, I fucked the pie. And I'm going to fuck so many more pies. Yeah.
Like, it felt pretty good, but now I think I'm making my thing.
Yeah. Nadia, Michelle, pie.
Mm. It doesn't even feel good. It's just the power I receive from it. That's why I do it.
Yeah. This is how a king feels. This is how an emperor is greeted. This is the power that pharaohs had, Oz. You have gifted it to me.
What has Oz unleashed?
His confidence to go right up.
Oh, yeah. Then all the guys in town are fucking pies, and then
in hoping that their dad
walks in. End. Tell you what.
Yeah.
He's this confident Jim.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary to think about.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous. Like, the moment he's like, oh, my God, there's a webcam.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Watching him and Nadia, he'd be like, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Directly stares at the camera as he prematurely ejaculates on his own leg. He's like, and now for round two. Still staring, second leg. And now for round three.
Please stop.
Blink-182 cannot believe what they're seeing.
That man, just through sheer force of will, just keeps on his own leg.
On his own
twice.
Leg.
What's he doing?
What the fuck?
He's not been erect once. How's he doing it?
I wish I could remember the name of this school in American Pie, because Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Fuck Pies at Ridgemont High, it's there, but I don't have the knowledge.
The pieces are there.
Yeah.
Wow. It would really change things.
I think the movie's different now.
It's something else. Something, it's like a horror?
Something's been unlocked. It's in many ways, it's a cosmic horror.
Because, you can't.
You can't fathom this. The human brain cannot fathom what has happened to Jim.
No.
Yeah.
By fucking... But
It's definitely like a usurping of the patriarch.
Mm.
But in a way that's never really been done before.
No.
And the references are still going to keep coming. When the master in Doctor Who looks in that hole and it makes his head all fucked up and he can only hear drums.
Yeah.
Jim's dick goes into that pie, something changes.
It's a threshold, a sort of cosmic threshold that his penis passes and, it ushers in a new age.
Yeah, and his dad has the awe like he's seen a Cthulhu in him.
Yeah. Horror, man-made horrors beyond human comprehension.
The American human brain.
I think I just feel like, hun, never make a pie again.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but the threat of Jim. Hun, can you keep only make pies?
I love apple pies. Make at least one a week, but I will never eat them.
Make maybe several. So you lose count of how many you've made.
Yeah.
So if one or two disappear, you don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know the best way to...
We'll tell your mother. I hate it.
No, you won't.
Tell your mother you fucked the pie and came in it, I guess. Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
That's exactly right, Dad.
That's exactly right.
Good job.
Yeah.
Glad you paid attention.
Yeah. In fact, maybe get her to make another one.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, hey, Dad,
make me a pie.
Can you make me a pie?
Yeah, it's become a sort of psychosexual torture of his own father at this point.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, we're not going to tell Mum we ate the pie or that I fucked it. You're going to make another pie.
Yeah, and I'm going to fuck it.
I'm going to keep fucking the pies, Dad.
This is your life now.
It's all right, because you mean... You could not make pies, but I'll just go buy a pie.
And I'll fuck the pie.
I'm going to fuck the pie.
I'm going to fuck the pie.
It doesn't matter what you do for me or not, Dad. All we can be sure of is those pies, I'm going to fuck them. I'm going to fuck the pies.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck the American pie. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
These episodes, they just keep getting better.
Hold up.
you want more of this bullshit but don't want the commitment of Sans Pants Plus? I get it. Too many shows, a good chunk of them are D&D, and I don't know if you know this, but that shit is for nerds, and RSS feeds are confusing as all hell. So we've teamed up with Acast to provide a plumbing sampler. For $5 a month, you get a monthly bonus episode not available on the regular feed, as well as our monthly What If show that was, until now, only available to Sans Pants Kings. That's 2 extra episodes a month, an increase of 50% more bullshit. You also get episodes without any dynamic ad insertions and the undying gratitude of one of the hosts of your choice. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar, or there's a link in the show notes which will be a lot easier to navigate. Once again, that URL I just said.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.